Cardiff.
What's up, Mr. Rubin?
Who is this?
This is Chris Hildebrand.
Hey, brother. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
It's been an insanely busy month, to be honest. Can I kick
some... You've been real busy. You haven't called me in about 6 months.
It's, can I kick someone off the line? I want to talk to you. Just let me kick them off. Give me about 30 seconds. Is that okay?
Sure.
Thanks, brother. Give me a second here. I got a new phone system, so it's kind of weird. Give me a second. You still with me? Sorry about that. That was longer than 30 seconds.
It's all right.
What's going on?
I'm kicking around the idea of buying a new router.
Okay.
And we're looking at a Intermac 43, Master Stone 43.
Well, now's a good time because of the Euro.
Yep. I've negotiated a final price, installed, delivered, all said and done, of $183,000.
Give me 1 second. Let me bring up your file. Can you give me your exact corporate name?
Affordable Quality Marble and Granite.
Affordable. Now, does Intermac, are they Italian as well? Do they buy from Italy or are they U.S. made?
They're an Italian company, but they have headquarters here in Charlotte.
Okay. But I'm sure that this machine is much cheaper due to the Euro issue, right?
Yep.
And they're getting destroyed right now. And it ain't going to be much better. I'm sorry?
The last I looked, it was 110.
There's some significant problems over there. I think my opinion is it's just getting started.
Yep. I agree.
I think this whole, everyone's going to play nice, and it's going to be this great, happy family. It works as long as everyone plays nice and remains a happy family. But, yeah, they've got a... I don't know if you read about Deutsche Bank and what's going on with them, but that's a pretty interesting idea. Are you familiar with that company or no?
No, I haven't seen that.
It interests me because I just like to kind of read, and I know nothing about this stuff. It's way above my head, but they're a very, very, very big German company. Massive, well-known, well-respected, but there are a sizable minority of people who are saying, this is the next Lehman Brothers. They're saying, I mean, the stock has gone from $160 a few years ago down to $13 a share. And so there was a guy today who, they don't know who it is, but are you familiar with, you know, options like puts and calls?
Yes.
And so there's a trader who, and they expire in like August when they announce earnings, so very short, and he just bought, I think the stock is like around $13, and he bought $1 million worth of puts at $12. So he's betting that within a month, the stock's going to decline another 14%, which is, if you've got $1 million to put on options, that's a lot of money. I mean, that's a huge amount of money. But I think the whole Euro thing is very interesting. I actually agree with what Britain did. I think long-term will be the best thing for them.
I think it will. They're already seeing a strong recovery.
Well, look, we have in America, we have a very interesting idea, which was we're a melting pot. We can deal with immigration. we're all from different countries eventually, and we've done through this. But if you look at our history, there's still issues. I'm sure you heard about this whole shooting and that craziness in Dallas, correct? And so here we are, we've had immigrants. We're all immigrants. I mean, I'm descended from Polish and Russian Jews. Where is your family from?
We're Irish and German.
Yeah, so we've all, and are you second generation, third, fourth? How long has your family been here?
Fourth generation.
Okay. Well, I don't know about the Irish and German, but where my family's from, the Irish and Italian and Jewish kids used to beat the S out of each other.
Yep.
It wasn't like, hey, well, I'm white and I'm white, and so we're going to get along. They beat the crap out of each other. You walk through the Italian neighborhood, and they beat up these guys, and they beat up these guys. And what I'm saying is, this is 300 years later, we're still dealing with these issues, which is, I love it being a melting pot, and these are issues that happen. So I think Europe has, the only people that I feel really bad for are all the Polish people in Europe. Polish is actually the second biggest language spoken in Britain, and all these people are scrambling right now because they might have their citizen, they might get deported,
right.
Which is, yeah, but it's an interesting time. So I've got your file here. There's a few files. So a few basic questions for you.
Okay.
Is this machine built or is it ready to ship?
Ready to ship.
Ready to ship. Okay. And is it in Europe?
No, it's in U.S., in Charlotte.
Oh, okay. And I just did a deal for, is Intermac associated with BSE?
Yes.
Yeah, I just did a loan for one of their customers out in California, actually. So, have you looked at the equipment yet? Have you inspected it?
It's a brand new machine.
Okay. And is it kind of like a first come, first serve situation?
No.
I'm sorry?
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. So,
we're in no hurry. We're just trying to make a decision if we want to put something else in production by
okay.
the year or not. We're kind of still running our numbers for first half.
Okay.
We had a really good first half.
Cool. Good to hear. Let me give you my thoughts on what some programs are that are available for you before you spin your wheels here. So there's a few different ways to look at it. I can tell you about one of the most popular programs I have and kind of take it from there. I have what's called an application-only program that's for existing customers. We're hitting about a 90% approval rate that goes up to $150,000. Only requires bank statements and application. That's it. It goes up to $150,000. If the machine's $180,000, is that $180,000 with taxes or without taxes?
$183,000 without taxes, and I shouldn't be taxed because we're a manufacturer.
Okay, perfect. So there's a few ways to split it. It really come down to the amount of paper you want to do, and I'm going to give you all the data so you have a decision. If you want to make it quick and painless, you could basically structure the approval as $33,000 as your first payment, so everything above $150,000 instead of a first and last payment scenario. That approval can be turned for you very, very quickly. You're looking at literally same day approval, 24 to 48 hour funding. There's another approval option that I have, which is just full financials, which due to the loan size would require 2 years of tax returns, which I probably already have, and an interim profit and loss balance sheet. Based on your revenues, last I know you've grown kind of consistently since we've had the relationship. What are you doing, say, on a monthly basis?
Around 130, 150, depending on the month.
Okay. You're not looking, the numbers you have are exactly on the money. You're not looking for $300,000, you're not looking for 30, so I think those numbers are accurate. You could qualify. Do you want me to give you an idea of what a monthly payment would look like?
Yes.
Cool. So, and would you be in a position to put that amount of money down or no?
It's kind of depend on where it falls with some of our containers.
Okay. Absolutely.
Put a scenario of no.
Okay. So I'm going to give you, how about I give you scenarios of no and just financing the full amount? Because you're not opposed to sending paperwork our way. It sounds like, you know, before you had no issue doing that. Let me give you an idea. Give me a second. Give me 1 second. Let me just put you on a brief hold while I bring this up. 1 second, please. All right, I've got these numbers for you.
Okay.
So, if to give you kind of a barometer, I would think your monthly payment is going to be around $4,000 a month.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Give me a second. Give me 1 second. Sorry, it's probably going to be around $3,900 a month. And that's stretching it out to, say, 5 years and putting a first and last due at signing. Also, when did we fund? You have a loan that's being serviced by Santium Capital. That funded how many months ago?
7.
Okay. And how long is that loan? Do you know offhand?
We did 18 months on that one.
Okay. So there are other ways for you to get capital by either refinancing that or doing a renewal. There's a ton of different options. But if you want, I can give you an approval with no obligation. Can I kind of give you a checklist of a few things I'd need?
Sure.
Okay. So if you could send me your – have you filed your 2015s or are you on extension?
But they're not good.
I'm sorry?
So they're not good. We took a bunch of depreciation and we had all our move this year.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let me take a look at everything. I'm really a filter, and so I'd like to take a look at everything, and if it's good, I'll include it to underwriting. If not, I'll just delete that email. I've been doing this a while, so I know how that works. So 2014 and 2015, business and personal tax returns, and a profit and loss. I'm sorry?
You should have 14.
I assume I do, so I'm just, if I already have it, disregard just what I know off the top of my head. And a self-generated profit and loss and balance sheet with whatever data you can cover for year-to-date 2016.
Okay.
And also the bank statements for sometimes 6 is better than 3. I'd like to look at all 6. So I'd say the bank statements for January through June. I'll look at everything. I'll pour it over this weekend, and I'll give you some really good ideas on Monday on the way to proceed, and then you can have some options.
It'd probably be Monday before I get them to you.
No worries.
Well, cool.
Cool. Thanks for the call, man. And have a great weekend. And please say hi to your wife.
I'll do it.
She's awesome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Ruben. Thank you, man.
You got it. Bye-bye.